Ahoy there, land lovers and mere folk alike. Welcome to Monroe. Okay, I'm done with that. Anyways, I have Sean here with me this evening. Sean, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Sean, and I'll be playing Drog tonight.
Ooh, Drog. Tell us about Drog.
Well, he is a water genasi. He is a pirate, and he is a lover of many things. Most of all, drugs and alcohol.
Ooh, what a world for Drog to be in.
I was hoping for the shenanigans to commence, considering what you've told me about the crew is coming up.
Oh, they're shenanigans, all right. They're shenanigans.
Good.
So I thought we could take a little bit of a short one shot here.
Okay.
And kind of get you caught up with the crew.
Fantastic.
So this is going to be kind of weird, mainly because I've never played on a one-on-one basis, really. Mm-hmm. I guess I have at one point in this campaign, but it was easier. Mm-hmm. This is a giant world, and yeah, putting you in it. So
no worries. It's only weird if you make it weird.
Oh, true, true. I appreciate that. So anyways, my name is Dan. I will be DMing the short session with Sean. Let's go ahead and jump into our beautiful world.
Let's see how it rolls.
All right. And then I just picture in my mind, the screen is fading out, and you see a beautiful sunny day back at Port Escobar.
Perfect.
Port Escobar, you're familiar with the town. Mm-hmm. You take a lot of time in this town to perfect your craft of peddling.
Good.
And it may be a bicycle. I don't know. Maybe drugs. Tough to say. Let's find out.
Perfect.
So, you are, I think the best way to put you in is you are gathered during the Buccaneers Reckoning event. Gathered with the crowd, middle of town, there's a water fountain. The chair of pirates just got done saying, partake in the festivities. There's food, there's drink, there's stuff to be done.
Perfect. Well, my character would be walking through the crowd, probably a nail in hand, looking around. You'd probably hear the slow jingling of jewelry as he walks through, long hair. Probably the hat tilt back just a little bit, just to let the breeze hit his face, and just enjoying the heat of the day as he's probably shaking hands, making deals, having conversations with the right people.
Now, if you had to put a time frame, how long have you been in this town? Are you familiar with it? Are you part of maybe one of the organized gangs, for instance, like the Bearded Ladies, or?
Oh, absolutely part of the Bearded Ladies.
Perfect. Perfect. So I would assume you probably have some sort of potentially secret handshake or something that kind of, you may walk up to someone and the handshake is what commences the deal potentially.
Oh, absolutely.
Or is it a phrase? What's your preference?
I would probably say it'd be a handshake. It's more subtle.
Subtle.
But at the same time, there might be a phrase for different things. Depends on what's happening and what they're looking for.
Okay, great. As you're panhandling through the crowd, you're making your deals, and you hear kind of a ragtag bunch of people, and one thing that really catches your eye is there's a talking monkey sitting on a captain's shoulder. Well, you would presume it's a captain. He keeps boasting about he's a captain.
A talking monkey, you say?
A talking monkey.
I feel like my character would be looking a little bit more interested of what in the heck is this? Why is there a talking monkey? He would probably be doing an arcana check to see what it is. That would roll to be 16.
16. Oh, that's a good arcana check. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a history check super quick?
You know, that alcohol is hitting a little bit harder than I thought. That's a 4.
Okay, so you don't know where the monkey comes from. It's unbeknownst to you kind of why it would be here. It's an oddity. But with your arcana check, you would realize that this is not magic. It is a talking monkey.
Okay, so it's not something someone just made sentient. My character would be considering, how can I spike the monkey's drink with mushrooms?
Hmm.
Just for the sheer hilarity of it. Because if the monkey is just sitting there on the captain's shoulder, it freaking out would be just hilarious.
Okay. Okay, so give me a stealth check. And give me a sleight of hand check.
19. And a 10.
So you stealthily sneak up. You are nearly about to the monkey's drink. Mm-hmm. And you take and crumble up some of your dried mushroom, mm-hmm. almost turning it into what you consider a spory powder. And as you go to release it into his drink, the cup moves on you. And your powder hits the ground.
Ah, shame.
With that, you see... Oh, hold on. I gotta refresh this. I need to get your character's name. I apologize. I'm ill-prepared.
No worries.
As you, that hits the ground, the powder hits the ground, a bearded dwarf mm-hmm. walks up to you.
Hey, Drog. Gotta talk to you. Come on.
I didn't do it, I swear.
Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about. He starts looking very shifty, follows the dwarf.
Perfect.
So, Drog, stay away from those guys.
They got a talking monkey. Let's fuck with it.
Listen, they just killed a couple of our men.
Even better reason to fuck with them.
It's lieutenant's orders, just...
spoil sport.
What
we
banana
should
beard?
Up them.
I know, but what Banana Beard says, we gotta stick to it.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
A little bit of larceny? Come on.
You know what happened last time.
Yeah, I don't want to get peeled.
That's putting it lightly.
Fair. All right. Well. Shame. Well, we should fuck with someone else then.
Sounds good.
And that is a critical fail, so he doesn't find anything of interest.
Oh, no.
So, this dwarf companion, how long have I known this character?
I would say you have known him probably from your early, since you've joined the gang. So okay. If you put a time frame on the gang, give it a month, he probably joined shortly after.
Okay. Well, you know what? If we can't fuck with him, we might as well drink. I would slap him on the back, and we would just mosey off to the closest cantina and just looking for something strong.
Oh, let's go.
Indeed.
You guys start making your way west mm-hmm. out of the town center, away from the waterfall. Mm-hmm. As you're going, you continue down and you get back essentially to the harbor. The harbor mm-hmm. is a beautiful sight to be seen. It is 40 different ships mm-hmm. and then some, but 40 recognizable different pirate ships, different mm-hmm. flags, Jolly Rogers. You recognize a handful of them. You've done drug deals with quite a few.
Perfect.
However... I need you to roll me a D100.
D100, you say?
If you don't have it, I have some dice right here. Feel free to grab them.
Just need to open the giant bag of doom here and let the chaos roll out. That is a 14.
Thank you. Keep that number in mind for me. Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right, you guys continue, and you're looking around, and you have a couple options for mm-hmm. an alcoholic beverage. You have the Dragon's Nest, Smith's Tavern,
mm-hmm. Smith's.
Not good at saying Smith plural. Dark Alleyway.
That just sounds like trouble. That's perfect.
That okay. Dark Alleyway it is?
All right, Dark Alley. We haven't been here in a while.
Not since you got stabbed.
Oh, forgot about that. Hold on, is the scar still here?
Yeah, it is.
Hey.
See if we can get you some senoritas.
All right.
All right, you step into the bar. Mm-hmm. The shady bartender is standing there, and with what you would consider almost a whisper, like,
"What can I get for you?"
He's going to kind of smile, just, "I want something that'll kick my ass all the way through the evening. What do you got strong?"
"Oh, have I got a treat for you."
"Perfect.
One or two?"
"Three."
"Give me a minute."
Do you want to continue a conversation, or maybe you'd like to look around the establishment?
He'd probably be continuing that small talk, just talking about stuff in the gang, just general gossip, what's going on, who's who, who's been doing something they shouldn't, whose missus they were messing with. And he'd also be looking around, so perception, I'm guessing, is what you want? Okay, 15.
Yes, sir. 15? Mm-hmm. Awesome. 15. So, as you look around, what we'll do is we'll kind of split this up into a conversation slash you'll see things throughout the conversation.
Perfect.
Yeah, so did you hear, you know, old Banana Beard, what he was talking? He thinks this might be the year.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Even better if we can steal it.
Oh, you want to backstab him?
Backstab him? No.
Front stab him?
Maybe. At least give him the chance. We might not be completely honorable, but at the same time...
I can't argue that.
So, would you betray him?
Yeah.
Insight check? 10?
You believe him, because you're on the fence. You're kind of like, yeah.
You dirty rat. You would, wouldn't you?
Well, you know.
As this conversation is going, you see a small group of men who are gnomish, gnome, dwarves, goblins, combination of everything, wearing really bright green. You would know, you're familiar with this group of people. They're, oh gosh, I don't even, God, I can't remember my own notes. Hey, Luke, what's the leprechaun people?
They were...
This is how prepared I am, because I can't find my documents.
No worries.
Anyways, you would be familiar with them. They're not very high on the Buccaneers' Reckoning sheets. They're not really well known. They're not good fighters.
You know, with that history check he has, he doesn't remember either. Damn. So it's fine. But is that the stain of something I see behind me there, my good buddy? Of lost and stupid.
Wait a second. Wait, where are our drinks?
And you hear snapping. Mm-hmm. And with that, two drinks get set at the table.
Perfect. He slams the first one and waits for the third.
Whoa. Give me a constitution saving throw. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This might be an early night.
You know, that is a very, very good possibility. Constitution check. That is an 11. Are we three sheets to the wind? Or just two?
We're feeling tipsy.
Good.
We're definitely feeling tipsy. All right. So you see the leprechaun gang. I think it's rainbow leprechauns. Anyways, they sit down at a table next to you. They don't know you. They don't recognize you. No need to be worried about anything. Just hanging out. As we continue the evening, you're keeping an eye out in the room. You can't tell if it's the drink or the shadows talking to you. But out of the corner of your eye, you recognize a dark, very dark hooded figure, face covered, kind of sneaking around the outskirts of your vision.
Critical fail. One eye, he just tries to see if there's two shadows and they're one, and he just figures it's just the drink and it's fine. And he goes for another drink at that point.
Right. Give me another constitution saving throw.
That is a 16.
16. Wow. You're to the point where you're like that tipsy buzzed, where you can just hold your own and nothing's mattering.
Perfect.
Hey, you ready for another round? You really polished those off.
Fuck yes.
All right. You hail the guy in this time.
Hey. Come here.
The gentleman, who now steps out from behind the bar, and you can clearly tell is a full-blown lizard, walking lizard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. More drinks. Right, meow.
As you wish.
Perfect. Strong. Make sure they're strong. He can't hold his liquor.
Like how strong?
Enough to make you look pretty.
Oh. Okay.
And he walks back behind the bar rail. Mm-hmm. And can you give me... Give me another perception check, but at advantage, because you're watching him.
So, with that is still an 11.
You notice as clear as day. Mm-hmm. He walks into what you would call a kitchen door, potentially. You would assume it's a kitchen door. Walks back out with a pestle and mortar. And begins to muddle something.
As a... practitioner of certain items, can I do a medicine check to see what he's adding to the brew?
You can try, but it's going to be at disadvantage because of how far away he is.
I just rolled a critical success and then just a critical one. This is fantastic.
You have no idea.
Perfect. Could be good. Could be bad.
As you watch the lizard man continue to pestle mortar, puts some sort of powder into both drinks, mm-hmm. comes walking back out to you and your companion.
Mm-hmm. You asked for them strong.
I appreciate it. And at that point, he's going to throw some money down on the table, whatever the right amount is.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. And he's going to start drinking.
As you get the cup up to your mouth, the figure that you weren't able to see earlier sits down at the table with you. Are you drinking with two hands or one?
One.
With your left or right hand, whichever one's still on the table, mm-hmm. you feel your wrist being grabbed.
Okay, so it'd probably be his dominant hand holding the drink, so it'd be his left hand.
Left hand, round the wrist, is just grabbed, and with a strength that is quite formidable.
It's that drunken, like, turn of the body, not just, like, the neck. Just that...
the whole thing.
And it's... He's kind of leaning back, you know, eyeing the person with the right eye closed, because he's trying to get it focused to just one person, whoever this one person is, versus double.
The light from the cantina bar, mm-hmm. whatever we like to call it, that grimy yeah. bar finally starts to illuminate the face, and you clearly recognize this face.
That's a 4 intelligence.
It's you're drunk. It doesn't seem right. He goes, your mission starts now.
What?
And he grabs you by the finish your drink. We need to go. And your dwarf companion slams the drink.
I slam hit mine as well.
Constitution-wise, he's really tipsy, but still making it through.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's a critical fail.
You mm-hmm. go to stand up, mm-hmm. and you black out.
Perfect. Best way to start an adventure.
As time passes and you're not really sure how long, mm-hmm. you wake up on inside of a room.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a prison type gate. You can, well, Give me another perception check. Give this at advantage, because you just got a really good night's sleep, a.k.a. a couple nights' sleep.
So that's a 15.
Perfect. So, with a 15, mm-hmm. you know you are on a ship. There in front of you lie two figures you are very familiar with.
Okay.
One of them... Mm-hmm. is the hooded figure from the bar.
Okay.
The other one, hey Luke, can you leave the room for a minute? Thanks. So standing before you is Banana Beard and Blackbeard. Female Blackbeard, you've never been this close to her. Her presence startles you.
Oh, shit. I don't know how drunk I was, but I apologize. Bosses?
Oh, and Banana Beard pipes up. You're fine. Don't worry about her presence here.
If it's about the leprechauns, they had it coming.
They did. They served their purpose.
Good.
However, this is about the job.
Oh, excellent.
So you remember we were looking for a group this year to get Monroe's coin. Do you remember that? Do you remember that conversation, or were you fucking drunk? Do you recall? Or is this news to you? I really need to know.
Boss, I was drunk, but I wasn't that drunk.
Okay.
You can trust me on that.
Insight. 16.
19. Deception.
I trust you. I do. Just as a friendly reminder, you're supposed to follow this crew around and make sure they get our coin.
Yes, it's the one with the creepy monkey, right?
Well, that's a really good guess. Now, that makes sense. You did get interrupted from communicating with them. Yeah, it's them.
Okay.
It's them. So, listen. And as you continue to come through, you realize that the only thing showing is your face. You are completely encased in webbing, spider webbing, mm-hmm. behind a jail cell door with a treasure chest sitting on the outside of the door and two spiders next to these individuals.
Okay.
Now listen, this isn't anything personal, but we're going to leave this ship. Okay. I just need you to fulfill your mission.
Okay. Did you leave my drugs?
Yeah, your drugs are in there. We left you, you know, remember the stuff that you said you'd do the mission for, the prepayment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God, you don't remember, do you?
No.
Okay. Anyways, look in the chest, act like you're fighting these spiders.
Okay.
Fit in. In the meantime, Blackbeard and I are going to bounce.
He tries to salute, but he's still stuck in the webbing, so it's just kind of a shimmy.
Give me a strength check. You might break out.
Oh, shoot. That is a nat 20, but I have a minus 1 to strength, so that's a 19.
That's okay. For some reason, your salute is just super high. You're selling this. If you're lying, you're selling this. Or if you're telling the truth, you're selling it too. Your arm breaks through the webbing. You salute him and go, how do you respond?
Aye, aye, Captain.
We'll be watching you.
Perfect.
Don't let us down.
Perfect. I think.
Yes, I got this for you.
Great. So, with that, the door, Blackbeard walks over and she unlocks the door. Mm-hmm. And she gives you a wink and blows a kiss. Unlocks the door, and you need to roll initiative for me, please.
Initiative? That is a 7.
We will end our session here.
Perfect. That's awesome.